The new film, A Bag of Marbles, looks back on a Jewish boy who survives the Nazi occupation of France. KUNC film critic Howie Mofshevitz, who teaches film and television at CU Denver, says even 73 years after World War II, there are still new stories to tell.
Christian Dugay's A Bag of Marbles treads a thin line. The movie tells a story of the Holocaust based on an actual life. And while the film's certainly not a comedy, it has at times a comic tone, and any lightheartedness about the Holocaust attracts suspicion. The 1942 To Be or Not to Be by Ernst Lubitsch is a comedy about the Nazi invasion of Poland, which plays funnier now than it did then. In 1997, Roberto Benigni's Life is Beautiful won 5 Oscars, but also took in plenty of criticism because many people thought Benigni was distorting and making light of those ghastly events. A Bag of Marbles allows the typical lightness of a boy's spirit to collide with the terror of his life. The story is told in retrospect by Joseph Joffaut, Dorian Lecleche, who's returned to Paris in August of 1944, just after the city's been liberated from the German occupation. So you know he survived. In 1943, his father has a barbershop. Joseph has 2 brothers in their 20s and a 3rd, Maurice, maybe 14, just a couple of years older than himself. But when the Nazis start rounding up the Jews, the family divides to flee Paris for the south of France, which was supposedly safer for Jews and others. But that hope turns out to be a mirage. Joseph and Maurice make a harrowing trip out of the city heading towards Nice. They take a train, then a bus. It's like the underground railway for escaped slaves in this country. Connections fail, the boys meet betrayal and bad luck. And then good luck. They hitch a ride with a man who's knowing and sympathetic. A priest claims they're Catholic to get them out of serious trouble. They also get trapped. They learn to lie and to acquire forged papers. A Bag of Marbles has a good eye for mob behavior and hypocrisy. Life in Paris has been tolerable. The barbershop even has German soldiers for customers. But as soon as the Nazis start to deport Jews to the camps, former friends now join the scapegoating. They bully Joseph and, like the Nazis, blame Jews for the world's troubles. Later, at the moment of liberation of a small town in the Alps, people who'd supported the occupation quietly suddenly flip and attack the most obvious collaborators. Joseph tells his story with the eyes of a kid. Much of the time, France looks bright and lovely, the mountains lush and thrilling. In Nice, the market overflows with fruit and vegetables. As kids do, Joseph shifts quickly between playfulness and terror or despair. But over time, the look in his eye changes. Near the end, Joseph is clearly not the kid before life turned horrifying back in Paris. He's learned to deal and bargain for things he and Maurice need. He knows how to slide through a dangerous world, when to hide, when to show himself. But A Bag of Marbles never allows the delusion that Joseph survives just because he's canny. No matter how savvy this kid gets, he survives because he's lucky. People are lined up for train rides to the camps. Joseph hides in the hills and sees resistance fighters executed against a rock wall. In the mountain town, he works in a bookstore for a collaborator who cheers the roundup of Jews and who has an enthusiastic Nazi-loving son. Joseph lives with a family who never suspect him. So A Bag of Marbles shows a story that sees how, in all the horror, there are unpredictable pockets of decency, generosity, momentary fun, and good luck. It's touching and lovely that perhaps the greatest act of generosity in the film comes from Joseph, and the sight of the actual Joseph and Maurice Joffaut at the end of the film is especially satisfying. For KUNC, I'm Howie Mofshevitz.